I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
Welcome to Rich Text, a podcast about our cultural obsessions, like a Love is Blind finale that made us feel so many things.
Oh my God, I cried multiple times.
Emma, you were like a weeping mess. I don't know if I cried. I was like, what's wrong with me? But I was definitely rapt.
If you're listening today, you're already a paid subscriber to our audio and written newsletter, Rich Text. Thank you, as always, for being here. You quite literally make our work possible.
So as we have been referencing, we're here because we need to discuss the finale of Love is Blind Season 6. Often the finale feels a little fillery to me, like it's so much about the weddings just to get you to that point at the altar, which is pretty much the only real content that happens. And that is not what this one felt like to me. It felt like a lot of rich human conflict that was being unfurled before me. It's wedding time for two of the couples that we started with. I kind of lost track of how this was going, but when we got to the wedding day and there were only two couples, I was like, wait, what?
Where'd they all go?
Where did they all go? We had all these couples, and I guess they were dropping here and there, but I thought we had like a steeper reserve or something. No, it's just two weddings by the time we get to the end. But first, we have to break Jimmy and Chelsea up, something that should have happened a while ago, to be honest.
So we drop right back in where we left off. Jimmy tells Chelsea that he has no doubt in his mind that she's his person, which, interesting given what follows. But he asks her, are we going to get married? He says he hasn't gotten a grasp of where Chelsea is at. And this is all, we saw this in the last episode. Chelsea pauses for a while and then finally speaks. She says that the experience has been, quote, a roller coaster of emotions. And she's been really trying to see if she can see this relationship moving forward into a marriage. Then she breaks into a smile and she's like, right now, I actually can. She says she and Jimmy know how to have fun together, and they have also gone through some crap and gotten through it.
Which
also seems generous.
Yeah, I'm like, how do you define getting through it? You're technically still together right now. Nothing
like, literally seems... time has continued passing.
Yeah, another successful relationship in which we have managed not to break up, even though it was a really good idea if we were to do that. Jimmy like beams at this. He seems really happy with her answer. I'm having more and more questions about Jimmy and his handling of this breakup.
What did they cut in this breakup? Because the way it was edited, or everyone's just having very odd reactions, I found it rather confusing. So Chelsea tells Jimmy that she sees him being an amazing husband, an amazing dad. She references the fact that they were both having an off day yesterday.
I mean, in her Chelsea way, she's like, yesterday I was just having an off day. And so were you, like in that way that it's always like, I feel you, Chelsea, but like sometimes you can cop to something without immediately in a very defensive tone being like, you did the same thing. So don't look at me like that.
I have a lot of empathy for Chelsea, but she does not know how to take responsibility without also foisting it on her partner. Yeah, but we also seem to have not seen this day of filming.
Yeah, I mean, which is, we miss a lot, obviously. They're not filming all the time because they're back to their normal lives, they're working, and it's a long stretch of time. It's a few weeks. But it's weird that this was a significant enough off day that they both see it as potentially an impediment to them getting married.
Well, right.
But then also like, for her to be like, today I feel really secure and confident moving forward. I feel really, really good. And I'm like, but yesterday you weren't. Doesn't that concern you? Like, yeah, that it seems dependent on your mood?
Well, today I feel good. Yesterday I felt bad. Who knows what I'll be feeling tomorrow?
Yeah. I feel good today, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to feel good every day moving forward. Jimmy says that every day she's done, quote, exactly what I would want in a wife, which is the kind of phrasing that makes me want to get all the way off the Jimmy bandwagon. Just like, what? Like, she's an employee. She's fulfilling her responsibilities.
Also, I'm just saying, if she was an employee, I suspect she'd be on a performance improvement plan.
That's a really good point. He's both like treating her like an employee and falsely implying that she's doing a good job at that position. And he says he loves her. He wants a relationship with her, but he does not want to go to the altar. He is set on not going to the altar. She asks, he's like, I'm sure.
And this felt like a wild about face from what he had been saying a moment before. So I had two reactions, both the reaction of, to me, this felt like a completely reasonable and probably the correct position for Jimmy to take. They have a lot of problems in their relationship. They are not ready for marriage. At the same time, I completely understood why Chelsea felt blindsided by it, because they seemed to be doing really well. They had clearly been talking about a wedding as if it was going to happen. And so she didn't seem to have an idea that he was wavering.
Yeah. I mean, even in this moment, as we were noting, he is sending her immensely mixed signals. Like, it's very weird to open up the conversation in which you're going to be calling off a wedding with someone by saying that you have no doubt in your mind that they're the right person for you. And do they want to marry you? Right? Like, it's not just that he's like, I feel really confident about you. He's like, what do you want to do? As if it fucking matters, because he's not going to do it either way.
If you're not doing it, you don't really need to give her the space to say the thing that she wants.
That was
you decided.
Yeah.
So you need to just tell her. Like,
it's such
me,
a reality TV thing. Like, they were like, instead of the vows, because we're not doing that with Chelsea saying yes first, you need to like ask her before.
Oh, that's interesting.
I do think probably production.
I'm sure. I think that's such a good point. I'm sure production was like, we need to get her on camera saying that she would want to move forward.
Yeah.
So we can establish that this is that kind of breakup. Yeah, that's such a good
point. Because it's just such a bizarre way for someone in real life to act. Like, I don't believe that anyone's first impulse is to do that. Like, maybe he is just that guy who really doesn't want to do the breakup and he's hoping that she's going to do it for him. But the setup was not what I would expect from that. It felt very like a produced reality TV moment for me. I don't know. I am irritated with him for this. This is the right decision, but he handled it in a way that is going to be maximally like confusing to Chelsea, throw her off, make her feel blindsided. Like, clearly she's not his person. Clearly she's not done everything that he wants in a wife. That is why he is calling off the wedding. He explicitly says later that he has like a list of five or six major issues between them that make him not want to marry her. So why did he say that she was doing everything that he wanted in a wife?
Right. It makes those words then feel pretty empty.
Yeah. Yeah, or like,
and that's just not great. It's not great for either of them. It's
yeah.
But I am glad that they ended things rather than him publicly rejecting her at the altar.
Yeah, this was
like
definitely
if those were the options, if they were going to break up either way, then this was definitely the way to do it.
Yeah. Then to validate his position, Jimmy brings up the fact that she said repeatedly over the past few weeks that Amy and Johnny are the strongest couple, which is like
Jimmy.
Weird point to make. Like, that's why you're breaking up with her.
Like, clearly not. Clearly there's real issues, which, again, he later gets into. But I was like, that's a really weird thing to harp on. It's obvious that Amy and Johnny are the strongest couple.
It seems like
everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
And it's not about you. It's not a reflection on you.
It seems like it really bothers him. And
it clearly does. And that's weird.
Yeah. I don't think that is like the primary reason that they're breaking up, though. And Chelsea asks why he even bothered proposing to her. She's like, I don't think you ever wanted to get married. And she says, I didn't expect this right now. We just picked our songs for walking into our wedding reception. We had the best day today. Again, they spent the day at his favorite theme park, Carowinds. And she's like, why did you do all this? I feel like you've known you were going to say no this entire time and you've just wasted my time. You could kind of read this as being about the whole experience, but based on some of the specific things she says, I think that she's saying, like, I think you just wanted to spend the day at Carowinds and you could have broken up with me before this date at Carowinds.
You know what? He might. He might have just wanted to. She's probably right about that.
And you know what, Jimmy? That's fucked up. You don't get to spend the day at Carowinds.
Look, just go buy a ticket like a normal person.
Yeah.
Something that felt really odd to me is throughout this entire conflict, they keep telling each other that they love each other, but in a tone that on both ends does not feel particularly loving. It's like, it's either like an excuse for being able to say other hurtful things or a way to prove themselves.
It feels sort of weaponized in a certain
way. It's combative.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly it.
And Chelsea says, you're saying I love you, but not enough. And Jimmy's like, well, I was optimistic. I would find my person if I put myself out there during this process. Finding you was the greatest thing I've ever done single-handedly. I mean,
was it, Jimmy? Was it?
Why? I mean, honestly, maybe. Like, maybe. What else has he done, to be honest?
You know what?
In his life. That's his boss true. Was really impressed with him that one day, but we don't even know what he was doing. I have to say, I doubt this is his greatest achievement, though.
I frankly would say that about maybe pretty much everyone who finds a person that they like enough to date. Like, I aim higher.
Is that an achievement?
Apologies. Falling above. Yeah, is that really?
That's why we give people gifts at weddings, because we're like, you did it.
You've really achieved.
You really did it. He says that before their big argument, he was set on marriage. And Chelsea then accuses him again of lying to her, presumably about the partying, because he went out for a drink for an hour once, and brings up how he called her clingy and said that he didn't want to have sex with her anymore or something. And he's just like, what? When did I say that? She's like, when you call me clingy. That's sort of a read on their conversation, in which a lot of stuff, like, they both acted kind of like in ways that hurt each other in that conversation. But basically, she was like, you need to do more for me because I just had sex with you. And he's like, well, you wanted to have sex. And she's like, oh, you don't want to have sex with me? Like, it was just like textbook bad
communication, a toxic dynamic. And the fact that then they end up relitigating all of these conflicts just proves exactly why they shouldn't be getting married. You just listened to a free preview of this week's Rich Text podcast. If you like what you heard and you want to listen to the rest of this week's podcast and our entire Rich Text back catalog, you can become a paying subscriber at clarendemma.substack.com.
If not, you can still enjoy our free weekly recommendations.
Rich Text is hosted, produced, and edited by us, Claire Fallon and Emma Gray.
You can find the written version of Rich Text at clarendemma.substack.com.
You can find us on Instagram at clarendemmapod, and you can find our other podcast, Love to See It, over at Stitcher and wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on TikTok and Twitter at Love to See It Pod.
You can also find us individually at Claire E. Fallon and at Emma Lady Rose.
Thanks for listening.